Hi, everyone. So happy that you are here with us. This is a great day here, at least here in Citrus Heights. I am so excited about the day. But before we get started, let me welcome you and to let you know who we are connected with. And that would be Raven International Media Network. She is the company that sponsors us, and we are thrilled to be a part of her network. Our show, Courage to Live Your Dream, is all about helping you to get started. We talk to people who have stepped out on the edge and decided that it's now or never, no matter what, I'm going to do it. So we share with them. We also talk about journaling, because I've discovered something about journaling, and it is amazing the things that it can do for you. So I'll share a little bit about, not much, because this is all about our guests today and you in the audience who are listening. So please help me welcome a very special guest today. And Louise, before we get started on asking you questions, why don't you share with us a little about who Louise is and why you got started in the business that you are in?
Well, I am a retired school teacher. I live in Las Vegas, but I come from Southern California when I retired from teaching. And I am, full disclosure, I do have a tea company, but I am a dyed-in-the-wool coffee drinker. I drink my coffee every day. I've been drinking coffee since I was 5 years old because I didn't like milk, and my mother knew I had to have milk before I went to kindergarten. And rather than put in chocolate, like Nestle's Quick or Ovaltine or anything but coffee, the coffee pot was always on, it was always handy, and she would just dump coffee in my milk and it would change the color and make it warm. And then off to school I went and talked the entire day. Probably never took a nap in my life. So when I moved here to Vegas, I made a friend. I did teach school 1 year here. And I made a friend who invited me to her apartment, and she asked me if I wanted something to drink. And I said, oh, I would love a cup of coffee. And she goes, oh, I don't have any right now in the house. I do have tea. Would you like a cup of tea? And I went, oh my God, I don't like tea. Besides, I'm a coffee drinker. So I said, oh, sure, I'd love a cup of tea, thinking I was going to get a tea bag, water, lemon, honey, sugar, anything to make it taste good. And I saw her making, you know, measuring and boiling. And I said, what are you doing? She goes, I'm making loose leaf tea. And I never looked back. I absolutely love it. I became passionate about everything about tea, the stories, the tastes. It's just an amazing subject, even if you don't drink tea. And now I drink both, coffee in the morning and tea the rest of the day. That's how I kind of got started. And I said, you know, I could have a business like this and talk about jumping off the ledge into something new. Never been in business before, never drank tea before. It was quite the journey.
Wow, that is a story. You know, I'm like you. I love my coffee. The morning does not get started for me without having my cup of coffee in the morning time. And since I've been retired, I don't drink quite as much as I used to, but I still have to have it. I was just thinking that tea, you said you make it. Tell me what it is that you do.
So I did try blending. Mm-hmm. A little bit. I am not a blender. It's very scientific. It's very precise, because if your customer buys tea from you, they expect the next time they buy that same kind of tea from you, it's got to taste the same. Mm-hmm. And I went, you know what? That's not for me. So I have three main suppliers that I buy tea from. I've been buying them since I've been in business. it's very important for me that the people I buy from farmers who are sustainable, not necessarily organic, but their farms are sustainable. The teas are, some are fair traded. And the money that I give to my wholesaler when I buy their tea goes back to the farm to help the farmers. The farmers provide education for the children of the workers. They provide housing for the workers, and if they're reputable. And you have to keep in mind that the tea plantations are in some of the worst war-torn areas on the globe. India, Sri Lanka, not Japan so much, but certainly China, Africa. A lot of excellent tea comes from Kenya. So it's important to me that the suppliers that I buy from, who do their own blending, buy their teas from farms that are also reputable, believe in sustainability, some organic, but it's very expensive and it takes a very long time to become organic. And if one farm in a group of farms has decided to go organic, then they work with their neighboring farms because they can't let their neighboring farms not be sustainable, not follow good planting practices and use proper fertilizer and all of that, because it'll go into the groundwater and that the farm that's organic will lose their certification.
So your tea is not in tea bags, I take it?
No, I only sell loose leaf tea and tea making accessories, and I do that online. I don't have a brick and mortar store. And my passion is really telling people all these stories and talking about the industry itself, because I think the more you know about tea, the more you enjoy it, and the more you realize there's more to tea than the box at the market.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who are just tuned in, I'm Luana Parker, and I'm the host of Courage to Live Your Dream. And my guest today is Louise, who is sharing with us her dream and passion about tea. So I'm learning a little bit about tea that I didn't know. For example, I had no idea that they had tea, that they grew tea in Kenya. So that's news for me.
Yeah, they have some magnificent black teas that come from Kenya. They have a purple tea. It's a mutant Camellia sinensis bush that grows there. And the mutation causes the leaves to turn purple. And when you brew it, your liquor, we call tea liquor, the liquor will turn purple. And if you add lemon to it, it will turn pink. Uh-huh. It's extremely healthy, just like purple fruit and purple vegetables that have that purple enzyme in it. It has the same chemical in the leaf itself.
So I'm going to ask you a question that may sound a little odd, but I'm curious. How does the work you do make the world better?
Well, first of all, where I buy from, knowing that those suppliers are taking care of the plantations that they buy from, for one, being sustainable and have good growing practices. But I'm also, my big passion is to tell people about tea, to educate them on what it is, what it isn't. And I do that through virtual tea tastings. So I recruit hostesses, and then they recruit their friends and family. And because we are virtual, I can do that all over the United States. They don't have to live here in Vegas. And then 10% of the proceeds for each tea tasting that I do will go back to a nonprofit of the hostess's choice. So I have been able to give hundreds of dollars since I went virtual to nonprofits, charities all across the nation that I never would have been able to do if I was left up to me.
Isn't it, you know, COVID was a downer for all of us. But I am just amazed at how resilient we are as a people. And we found a way to cope. Mm-hmm. And to me, one of the greatest things that happened with COVID is the fact that we are able to communicate. We reach out to people that we may not have ever met had it not been for COVID and Zoom.
Oh, absolutely. I resisted. It wasn't like, oh yeah, okay, no problem. Instead of just doing it in the community, I'll just go ahead and do Zoom. I fought it and fought it. And I have two friends who said, you need to do this. I said, no, I'm going to go ahead and close my business, because that's the main part of my business is the tea education through talks and tastings. And they virtually slapped me across the face and said, no, you're not. You have to go virtual. And they took me step by step. And oh my gosh, I will never stop doing virtual tastings, because I do reach, I've met so many wonderful people across the United States who I meet through networking. Because now everybody's on Zoom and you can network all over the United States.
Well, not only the United States, or around the world.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm in a couple of one organization that has clubs all around the world. And the amazing thing to me is I've gone to meetings that I never would have gone to before. And I'm speaking of Toastmasters now. Uh-huh. And the fact that I've also gone to meetings where there are people from other countries who are at that meeting. I went to one and I didn't even realize that it was a meeting in Canada. I got an invite and I thought, what the heck? I'll go see what their meeting's like. You know? And then I found out that the meeting was actually physically, it was a Canadian club. And so now I can say, hey, I spoke international.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just so much fun. And it really showed other people how they could have a good time with friends, family that they haven't been able to see in over a year. longer than that. And, you know, spend an hour with them, because when I do a tea tasting, it's very interactive. It's not you sitting, it's not a webinar where you're just sitting listening to me talk. It's, we talk about the teas you've tasted. You get a kit in the mail. Mm-hmm. You get 4 half-ounce pouches of tea, everything you need to make your tea. Some people have never made loose leaf, so I always include tea filters so you can make your own tea bag. And because they're big enough for the leaves to grow. And it allows me to be able to talk about each tea, because everybody's already made at least 1 cup of that tea during the week before.
Well, I know one thing. I regret that I did not have stock in Zoom. So let me ask you kind of a fun question. What is something about you that your friends and everyone would be surprised to know if they, well, they're going to find out if you answer now, yeah, but they don't know.
Let's see. I am a marathoner.
Oh,
I can say that, even though I haven't done one in a while because my feet gave out. So I don't walk that far anymore, but I'm a walker. I'm not a runner. And the very first one I ever did, I got a medal because I did it within the 3 hours. They had a 3-hour limit. It was a half marathon.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in awe because if there's no way I could have done it. Not in the 3 hours.
And we're talking about journeys and doing things that, you know, that you've never done before. I started at the age of 59.
Oh.
Because I had two friends who had breast cancer. And the Leukemia Society, even though it's not the same, but it's, you know, there's still blood cancers that they work with, has a training program for marathons. And you have to get pledges. You have to pledge a certain amount of money. And when you reach that goal, then, you know, you sign up for the race and they train you. And it was so much fun. I did it for a couple of years.
Oh, I bet it's very satisfactory too.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. So that's most people don't know I did that.
Oh, well, now they do.
Now they do.
So in your experience, since you've gotten into the tea business, what are some common questions that people ask you in general when they want to know what it is that you're doing?
One is, you know, where does tea come from? They always ask me that. They want to know, you know, where it comes from. And it comes from all over the world, but it doesn't always grow well everywhere. It's kind of sensitive to the minerals in the soil and, you know, the altitude, the climate that it grows in. And all tea comes from essentially the same bush. There's no black tea bush or green tea bush. They are all clonals of Camellia sinensis bushes, the camellia bush. They have little white flowers on them. And the variety comes from the manufacturer of the tea.
So the various kinds that we hear about is because maybe they have crossed them with the something else?
Absolutely. But still, okay. The Camellia sinensis bush, a clonal. So it would be like buying, for those of you who love their wine, like I do also. If you buy a Burgundy from France and you buy a Burgundy from Napa, it's not going to taste the same.
Mm. Okay.
Both use Burgundy bushes. You know, I'm sorry, Burgundy vines. Mm. The grapes are Burgundy grapes. But the way where it grows, the terroir, which is the climate, the minerals in the soil, and the altitude, all combine to have a certain flavor. And wine people will know, oh, this Burgundy is from France, this Burgundy is from Napa Valley.
So the soil, does the soil have something to do with it too?
The soil has a lot to do with it because there's minerals in the soil. That's why they don't grow well here in the United States. Mm-hmm. The other question is that people ask is, do we have a tea plantation? Do we grow tea here? We grow tea on Wadmalaw Island in South Carolina on the Outer Banks. Mm-hmm. There is the South Carolina or the Charleston Tea Plantation, it's called. Mm-hmm. And it's small. There's only a couple of people who work the plantation. Part of the problem is what might cost me, let's say $17 a pound wholesale, and I sell by the ounce. Mm-hmm. $17 wholesale for a pound of tea from China would probably cost $27 to $37 wholesale if we could grow it here.
Wow.
Because of labor costs. Mm-hmm. Labor here in the United States far exceeds anything that the laborers receive in the working plantation and that the plantation owner receives from his harvests. We call them flushes. So when a tea flushes, and let's say it's a tea that might flush just once a year, he has to make money off of that. So he's not going to be able to pay a lot to his workers.
Yeah, I kind of used to wonder about that. My grandfather owned a farm, and I often wondered how they made their money, because they have to have all these people to do this work for them that they can't do by themselves. I mean, they could, but it would be forever.
And that's why, you know, that's why the laborers don't necessarily come from the United States. The laborers come from Mexico and Central America. And it, I mean, it's hard work, you know, on any farm, but tea compares with wine. It doesn't compare with coffee. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, what wholesale prices are can range from $10 a pound to $200 a pound wholesale. Wow. So that's the difference between Barefoot Bubbly Champagne and Dom Perignon Champagne, where Barefoot Bubbly is $5, which is what you use for mimosas.
Yeah.
Or the Dom Perignon, which is $200 to $300 a bottle, which you want to sip slowly and enjoy the flavor.
So, what, now that you've answered that, is there like two or three questions that you wish people would ask you?
I wish people, I don't know that they would know to ask necessarily, but I want them to understand the difference between a tea bag and a loose leaf tea. You know, why is there a difference? I want them to understand all tea leaves have caffeine, because one question they always ask, oh, does this tea have caffeine? If it's a tea leaf, it will always have caffeine. The tea bushes manufacture caffeine to keep the bugs away. It is a natural bug repellent for the tea. If you don't make your tea correctly and you leave, even tea bags have directions. And if you leave your tea bag in too long, the reason that some people are adding so much sugar, so much lemon, so much milk is the tea is bitter. So you know you didn't make your tea right if you're tasting it and it is bitter.
Okay.
So you read the directions. It'll tell you how long to steep it and what temperature the water should be.
Okay. Well, we're getting down on time, and I know you have something coming up. So I would like you to share with people what event you have coming up shortly.
I have a big event, the celebration of National Iced Tea Month. June is National Iced Tea Month, and it's coming up on the 18th. And if you would like to call me, I will make sure that you get a reservation. It's $57. You get a tea kit, but it has to be done soon because it's going to be over on the 18th.
Okay. How can they find out more information about it?
They can call me at area code 702-643-2828. And I will give you all the information you need. And if you are interested in hosting a tea tasting, then you use that same number and I'll tell you all about it and we can talk about it. They can also go to my website and look up virtual tea tasting. And it is www.littlecandletea.com.
Okay. We'll make sure that's included with the promo so that people can get that information right away. And we're just thrilled that you were here. Learned some things about tea.
I am thrilled to be interviewed by you. This was so much fun.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope that you'll come back again another time.
I definitely will.
So as one final thing, what would you like people to do in regards to your tea? We know about the tea event, but what would you like people to do in regards to your tea? Is there a health benefit that they would derive from this?
All tea starts out with the same chemical makeup in their leaves. As they're processed, the chemical makeup changes. People zero in on green tea because they've heard it has antioxidants, it's, you know, good for cancer prevention or cancer help. All tea is good for you. They are good for different things. Black tea, they're doing all kinds of experiments on and finding black tea is good for cholesterol reduction, all your blood circulation, white tea, because white tea is not processed, it's just dried. It has all those good health benefits within the leaf. So all the teas, it's healthful. It's a healthful drink. And you'll find if you're drinking good tea and you're making it correctly, you don't need to put anything in it. Mm. I do a lot of work with seniors, and I tell my seniors, don't double dip the sugar. Because I know they're going to have a cookie or a piece of cake with their tea, and then they're going to put sugar or sugar substitute in their tea. They don't need to. If you're drinking good tea, then you'll find some of the leaves, especially green leaves, have a sweetness to it that kind of sticks to your lips when you're drinking it. And if you're eating something sweet, there you go.
Well, thank you, Louise, so much. We're just pleased to have you on here. And I'm sure others like myself have learned some things about tea today. And if you want to learn more, please contact Louise. Louise, could you repeat your number once more?
Sure. My phone number is 702-643-2828. And my website is www.littlecandletea.com.
Thank you. Please hurry over there and take advantage of what she's offering you. This is so exciting. My intention is to be there at your event. If I don't go and fool around and get myself all double booked here, my intention is to be at your event because I want to learn even more about what you have to offer. And but those of you who are out there and wondering about the show and where we've been, well, we're back. That's the important thing. We're back. This is Courage to Live Your Dreams, and we are part of the Raven Media, International Media Network, and we will see you again next week, and we hope that you have taken something away from our show today that you can use that will benefit you, and until then, please stay safe and keep the faith.